So if all hell is going to break loose, let me ask you a question. Are you ready? I've gotten a mail yesterday, some friends of mine from, an upper northern state, very cold up in that area, and they're great friends. And they sent me a packet yesterday, and I got it in the mail, and I've got a set of, they're like small cards. They're probably about 8 inches wide and 5 inches high. They are, they've been, run through to where they're coated plastic-wise. But they're like, emergency or end of days or Black Awakening type cards to remind you what to have in case everything breaks loose. Well, the first card is backpack, whole food energy bars, toilet paper, rolls of duct tape, safety glasses, hats, socks, raincoats, freezes in the winter or bottled water, scissors, HEPA filter masks, latex gloves, change of clothes, and on a second backpack, flashlight, medical kit, compass, baby shampoo, soap powder, non-alcoholic baby wipes, sponges, batteries, potassium iodide, 10 plastic bags, fragrance-free lotion, towels, big umbrella, toothbrush, hydrogen peroxide. The next card, it's green, says at the top, during nuclear blast, radiological fallout. Turn away from the blast. Lie face down. Wait 20 seconds for shockwave to pass over. Cover your face the best you can. Do not look at the blast. If you've been exposed, take the potassium iodide. Take your potassium once a day to protect the thyroid gland. Adults over 18, 2 tabs a day, and goes on to explain all of that. Goes on the back of this card, despite all showering, you still cannot be sure that some radioisotopes did not penetrate the skin or still remain inside the hair. Dispose all worn clothes. Remove contamination from the skin and hands. Use perfume-free lanolin. If wounded, take 15 to 30 minutes for radio. It takes about 15 to 30 minutes for the radioactive material to enter your blood through open wounds. So irrigate wound soon as possible. The next card, how to make your home safe from a nuclear blast. That is, I guess, if you're not close. But block every opening in your house. Under doors, use wet towels. Wooden walls, brick walls, basement walls. Basement walls with concrete walls, they weaken the iodizing up to 100 times. So that's the best. How to make your home safe from nuclear blasts, continuing blocking all the openings and so forth. If exposed, what to take, the tabs, the potassium. So, listen, when I'm looking over all this, I want to say this. I get this in the mail yesterday. Of course, you understand I've written a book that deals, the fourth section in the book is the response in the end of days when all hell does break loose. What do you do? And I give some suggestions and I point to some materials. But I thought that this idea, because these are like little laminated cards that are has a metal ring with a holes punched. And it's almost like having a little notebook. Here's another one. Vehicle evacuation. Know where the safe zone is and best route to get there. Turn off air conditioning, heat systems. Change face masks up to 3 times. Tailgate if possible so dust cannot fly up. Avoid travel through forest trees and grass that absorbs the concentration. Do not eat or drink until you reach safety. Drink only bottled water. Another card says, biological warfare. Cover mouth and eyes and seek shelter. Remember, the virus is invisible. Once at home, shelter. Remove clothes before entering. Put in a sealed container outside. Take a hot shower, at least 104 degrees. Use hydrogen peroxide on all open skin areas, including your neck, face, lips, etc. Plenty of soap, shampoo, no conditioners. Keep eyes closed while shampooing hair. On and on and on. And the next card, foot evacuation. Grab suitcase from trunk of car. Put on gear. Listen to the radio stuff. Keep radio close at hand. Make sure all openings have been taped on your suitcase. Do not walk through parks. Avoid grass and trees. On and on, the advice. Another one, foot evacuation number two. Stay away from panicked crowds. Designate 1 leader per group to follow map. Check for radiation, etc. And the next one, find a safe bunker. Don't use boats as a source of evacuation. Radiation collects on water. Don't walk on dirt, gravel, or grass. Asphalt is better. Coal mines and metro stations are good places to use as bunkers. Another one says, find a safe bunker concerning the radiation issues. How to make your home safe. There's notes here. How to make air filter cotton strips is another one. Good points to remember concerning the chemical warfare issues is marked here. Don't use the basement because chemicals are heavier than air, and that will sink lower, so use the main floor, they're saying. Personal decontamination. And on I can go. Body wash before washing hair. And listen, this is a great friend. And this little crew up there is really prepared spiritually and physically, and they're getting ready. And, do you have everything ready? If everything does break loose, if all hell does literally break loose, will you be ready? Listen, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. And this is a Thursday night, November the 4th, and we are in a week. Here's the theme of the week, Hell's Encroachment. When demonic revelation becomes political ideology, military vision, and the law of the land. And it's all moving that direction. But with the kind of insight that we could get, understanding Hell's playbook, we can literally see and read the days. That's what prophetic revelation is all about. Now, tonight, we're doing this on November the 4th, Prime Directives South of Heaven. In other words, if you could get a hold of the actual playbook, the final solution, as it were, and be able to look at what Satan and his minions had put together, you've got to understand the depth of the planning and the preparation and the fury and the urgency of the other side. While a lot of Christians are all out there spectating and watching and observing and just worried about the paychecks and worried about the economy and, doing the stuff they do and going to church for, an hour on Sunday and listening to 18 seconds of prayer and a message that is general. Very clear, Revelation 12, that Satan and his side are furious. They know their time is short. How do they know their time is short? I believe that's based on their knowledge of biblical prophecy and what is in the sequence of events. The time is short. We've been told this, 1 John chapter 2, 2,000 years ago. This is how we know. It is the last hour. If you've been working all day and you're supposed to get off at 5 o'clock, you know that 4 o'clock begins the last hour. Please understand the death, the resurrection, the ascension of Christ, the coming of the Spirit of God, the launching of the great global mission of God. This all has kicked off the last hour of human history. You and I are living in the last of that last hour. Whether there's 10 minutes left in that hour or 5 minutes left, I don't know. But I do know a 3,000-year-old prophecy that is screaming with warning, with insight, 3,000 years ago. This goes way beyond the remote viewers, way beyond the psychics, way beyond Nostradamus, way beyond Edgar Cayce. They cannot touch what the infinite Spirit of God has done, what he said, what God has shown. It is absolutely amazing what has been done. So tonight, as we look into this theme that we're dealing with, Prime Directives, South of Heaven, it's all about the political quest and the military vision and the coming laws of the land on a global scale. And I'm going to tell you right now, there is no, literally, there is no globalism, no Armageddon. I want you to hear me. Without the sheer manifested spiritual force that flows from hell, there's simply no globalism, no Armageddon, not the events, let alone the progressive spiritual evolution that leads to the events that are about to break loose. Now, I don't know about you, but when, you know, you think in terms of if all hell broke loose in the United States or in Europe right now. I mean, we've had some really big, you know, areas of panic, tsunamis and volcanoes and earthquakes and thousands to the point of hundreds of thousands that have died in the last 5 years, the last 10 years. The terrorism is here. Everything else is going on. Plane explodes coming into Mumbai, India. By the way, welcome to the listeners in Mumbai. We have those who download direct. I don't know if they're listening live. Welcome to all the live listeners right now. God bless you. I see you as friends, and we pray the grace and the power and the might of the living Christ, that God would reach out his hand to your life, whether it's salvation or healing, deliverance. Maybe an extraordinary miracle is needed. May God do this today. Now, I had mentioned, and I'll do this from time to time, whenever I feel the prompting of the Spirit of God to the listening audience, or maybe even those who download later, God knows he's so far beyond us in all of the contingencies and actions and things that are going to be occurring. I rest in that. So sometimes when there's a real sense of the Spirit of God giving me insight about somebody, and I'd mentioned this sometime back about, I really felt that the Spirit of God was pointing me to somebody that was experiencing depression and dealing with some pretty heavy stuff in their life, and I prayed concerning some stuff. And all of a sudden, I get an email later on, and it tells me about they were listening, they about fell off their chair, that the prayer that came out really helped them. And so, listen, I simply pray right now, and you can pray as a believer in Christ. Pray for this radio program. Pray for the broadcast. Pray for where it is downloaded later on. You got to understand, for some reason, by the grace of God, this has reached out into over 80 countries of the world collectively now. And we're seeing, I don't know about the live listeners, but I do know the downloads are now 160,000 a month after the fact. And God's able to speak and do things after the fact. We're doing it live, but the prayers, the message, the scripture, all of it later on, God is powerful. It is amazing to me that I can get up the next day, look off of our other material, look off of this material, and see that another 20,000 people have listened to what we've already done the day before. So may God, in all of his incredible wisdom, continue to open doors for one reason. God loves you. God seeks you. God pursues you. God knows you. Nobody wants you more than God. And may you turn to the living Christ if you're not saved. If you are saved, may God's grace and power and might encourage you to become the strongest, most powerful believer you possibly can become. Again, let me say welcome tonight. ShatterTheDarkness.net is the website. My name, Russ Dizdar. This is the Shatter live broadcast we do Monday through Friday. And it's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a Wednesday night special, Ragged Edge, we did last night, 7 o'clock. We literally got bumped off the air twice. I don't know what occurred. Some people say it was a pulse that had everything to do with shutting down computers. And it was pretty amazing. But the responses have been pretty amazing, and we are still praying for a friend named Jack. That's all I'll say about that. We have a few other things we want to tell you about as we enter into this, well, the prime directives. We're dealing with literally peeking into the most strategic events that are in the agenda, that are actually the plotted, planned, developing, and will soon be events that hell in all of its fury, all of its urgency, all of its fierceness has plotted and will bring to pass. I've got 15 things I'm going to tell you. They're actually chapters out of the book coming out called Seeing Into the Future. Now, I'll give them to you tonight, but the book will give them in deeper detail. And all I'm going to tell you right now is that the Spirit of God has given all of these, unveiling, ripping open a supernatural hole into the dark side's agenda. I can guarantee you that not only the demonic realm, the spiritual demonic realm, but the elitist, the regime, those involved, those who are moving to accomplish all of this, I guarantee you they don't want this known. Massive disinformation, massive false flag, massive diversion. What is being unleashed on the surface is the, well, the pinnacle of seductive deception and masquerade that will ever occur in all of history. Ultimately bringing, and I'm going to say to the New Agers and the psychics and the remote viewers and those who are spiritually questing, even to the atheists that seem to be just simply angry at God and have no answers, let me say this. You're going to be betrayed. Every single person gripping spirit-led globalism, in the end, will be betrayed no differently than Judas Iscariot. Absolutely discarded. Absolutely. Military weapons developers, military scientists in the mill labs, and strategists and world leaders and economic power brokers. Even the direct perpetrators, all the way down that cone of power. All the way down that cone of power. No question about it. Not only did all of biblical prophecy in the Old Testament predict the coming of Christ in details, massive communication. You wonder how anybody missed it. Because when you miss the communication, when you miss the clarity of spiritual revelation coming from God, then, you know, preoccupied and given disinformation by the other side, so many millions, billions don't have a clue. They don't have a clue of what's happening in the world. Let me tell you quickly here, what you feel, what we see, what you know is out there, that growing critical mass in the air, the concept of a opposition to God, to Christ, to the Word of God, and blame shifting. What about growing numbers of people who voice their hatred towards God, Israel, the church, the Bible? The most, well, supposedly the most read author in all the world, Eric Von Daniken. I've never seen such hatred towards God, Israel, the church, the Bible, Christ, with the goal of shredding it all while he promotes a Luciferic alternative. Also, world leaders, when it comes to the real goal, whatever they're saying out of their mouths, if they're connected to that underbelly, global economy, global law, global system. And the listen, military weapons development specialists, keep your eyes on planetary defense weapons systems. Now, I say all of that to let you know that we're going to be putting out this material called Seeing Into the Future. I might even do every one of the chapters as a one-hour presentation for the next, well, it's, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. It's got probably about 30 chapters. They're not big chapters, and the book will be nowhere near my first book, The Black Awakening. But I'm going to give you the 15 of the primary revelations that God has given, the Spirit of God has given, concerning what hell is plotting. We're getting ready to open up Hell's Playbook and what the Spirit of God says the dark side will do on a, listen, on a global event level. Now, we're talking that all these events will deal with global level events. They are events. They are occurrences. They are global in their impact, not regional, not national, not local or state. Every one of these will be global. So it's very important to understand that that issue of global has everything to do with the final fulfillment of biblical prophetic revelation. And I want to say again, as a challenge to remote viewers specifically, because there is no question I see a spiritual quest with thousands and thousands more second, third generation remote viewers developing out there right now. And what is happening is that that becomes a new platform for ultimate disinformation that is going to be synchronized with 2012 prophecies, old occult writings, and anything new that will be unearthed from the old Nephilim temples. So massive alert. If a psychic, a remote viewer, and those who have loved Nostradamus and Edgar Cayce are listening, and the 2012ers are listening, all I'm asking to do is just listen. Just hear me out because of what needs to be said. You understand the concept and the quest for knowing the future. You understand that there are spiritual, non-human enhancements that have been and are, as never before, going on. That's giving some bits of accuracy, but overwhelmingly inaccuracy. And it's because of those smaller bits of accuracy, people are hanging on to it when they have nothing else. I want you to understand that God could place into your hands, into your heart, into your head, the most strategic intel, infallible, proven, accurate, irrevocable details about the future of the human race to the point where God can describe what people are actually going to say 3,000 years in advance, right out of their mouths, what they're going to be feeling. God and God alone is the only one that's able to rip wide a supernatural revelation of the dark side's seductive, supernatural masquerade and agenda and what the real deal is. You really want to know what Hell's Playbook says? You really want to know what's underneath the surface of the deep? Well, let me give you the 15 things here in just a few seconds. Going to say again, thank you for your prayers. All of you know that without products and without other commercials, and we're going to continue to do this, we're simply praying for about 100 folks out of hundreds of thousands out of all of our projects, not just this live radio program. We're simply looking for about 100 friends. Instead of all the products and commercials and everything else, if you're interested, and you have written, many of you have written, and we have about 25 individuals. And we have one particular individual that is set out to take care of the radio live costs. But the overall broad work, if you want to know about it, if you want to invest in it and help, if you want to know how it is that it's all funded, all that's getting done and being done, then I encourage you to go shatterthedarkness.net. Right there under the weekly details, Monday through all the way through Saturday, by the way. You'll see the archives that can be gotten into. You can see the upcoming messages, many more MP3s, courses on the Holy Spirit, on counseling, on apologetics, on confronting the powers, on Satanism, all kinds of materials, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, along with new series, Powerful in Prayer. We just put a brand new one up. And Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, all of this and all the field work and all of the individual work, that's what's going on. And so the simple thing is to say this. We pray for and are looking for and do need. And maybe about 100 individuals that will just be a part. All I'm going to say, take a look at the support tab. Thank you. God bless. Listen, let's take a look at the 15. Because we've got about 25 minutes to go over 15. Now, I may actually put this up and give the outline, but I'm giving you about half of what the book is, and I may just simply put it out in live messages too. By the way, I want to say thank you to those, well, listen, from around the world that have written in to say hello, and I appreciate Pat just letting us know again from, I think it's there, what, New Jersey, or was that New York? Saying hello, deep friend and tremendous helper out of Germany in the military, U.S. military, that is helping us out and part of the shows at times on Wednesday night, and quite a few others. And we want to just say again, not only welcome, but we put up the prayers for your blessing and gratitude to God. Satan's Playbook Unveiled. The Prime Directives South of Heaven. Here's what they are. Now, I'm going to say this. What's coming are the events that will affect the globe. They will affect the globe. Now, you can look around today and you can see things like, because it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird today because I'm working on this, dealing with what we know is next. Before the unveiling of the Antichrist, there has to be this bloody anarchy revolt that collapses the nations and the governments, that brings the world to the fear of annihilation, so that it will be pushed to desire a savior and a regime, save the human race, save the globe, save the world, unite the nations, a new day. All that kind of stuff. So out of the chaos, we've all heard this, a new world order. It's not just a conspiracy. It's not just stuff to talk about. Very clear as far as the Spirit of God. So many know what's in the air is because of, I believe this, the spiritual presence bulging at the seams to now unroll not a progressive, evolutionary, incremental approach. But all of a sudden, the events, like the book of Revelation shows, event, 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 event. So start thinking about events that will occur. Every one of these events behind them will have spiritual force in them, more spiritual force unleashed, and because of them, broader doors for that dark spiritual presence. So we're going to go over 15 of them, but here's what occurred today. I'm going over this material. I get the packet yesterday from dear friends way up there in the cold area, and it's all about preparations, what happens when everything breaks loose, and what to do, and you know, everything about how to walk, how to drive, what to have, all these things, which we all need to know. I mean, Steve Quayle and Tom Horn and many others have been telling you this for some time. I have this in the mail. I'm reading over this material. I'm listening to a local radio show that I usually do, the Akron show, Howie Chizik. Been on the year, you know, on the air for, I don't know, 40-some years, I guess. So I'm listening to him go over and over and over again. Here's a guy that was basically a Democrat, basically a moderate kind of person that's become more and more conservative. And he's one of those kind of guys that are leaning towards the Tea Party, but he won't join. He's glad concerning the elections, the landslide and the whole shifting and everything that's going on. I'm watching Barack Obama on television say, you know, yes, we received a big shellacking. And we've heard the American people through this voting event telling us that we are to focus on the economy and on jobs and on our people. Now, he's saying this on TV when it's well known that just in a day, I think it's a day or two, he's going to be leaving America, going to India. He's taking 3,000 people. There's some have said up to 24, others have said up to 40 warships, the limousines, the planes, most of all of his staff out of the White House. Now, I heard the radio announcer Howie Chizik say that collectively this will cost ultimately $4 trillion. If I had a wig, it would have just popped off my head. I've heard others say $4 billion. Now, in the context, now listen, please understand this day. I'm working on this series, Hell's Encroachment, when demonic revelation becomes political ideology, military vision, and the law of the land, dealing with what's coming, knowing that I'm going to talk about the events, specifically beginning with the Chaos Anarchy one. And on the one hand, I've got people sending me a very helpful little, like, notebook almost oriented what to do when all hell breaks loose. And I'm listening to the radio talk show host as I'm going to meet a victim of being abducted in Vancouver, British Columbia. He's writing a book. I've encouraged him to write a book. He's on chapter 8. He was on my other radio program about a year ago and about 6 months ago. So I'm meeting with him. He's taking me out to a place where it's called, well, where there's a ritual site inside of a cemetery area. So I'm engaged in all of this, thinking about the message tonight about globalism, Armageddon, and all the stuff I need to talk about. And then I see Barack Obama on television talk about, hey, this is a message. We got the message. You want us to take care of the American people and the American economy. And then I get this news, and I begin to look through all the other articles and try to wade through everything. Yes, he's leaving, and he's going to be gone for what, almost 2 weeks, 10 days or 2 weeks, something like that. Anywhere between 10 days and 2 weeks, anywhere between $4 billion, maybe trillion, I'm not even sure about the numbers. This is the most expensive trip in the history of the world. This is the most costly trip in the history of U.S. presidents. Beyond Bill Clinton's $50 million trip to China. So Barack Obama taking almost all of his staff out of the White House. He's taking 3,000 people with him. Warships, limousines, planes, helicopters, and everything else to go visit the Taj Mahal in India, Mumbai. You know, the place where the Muslims attacked? You know the place where the plane exploded and went down, you know, was going down today, right there in Mumbai? So all of this is on my mind concerning the message here and now. I come home, begin to talk to my wife about doing a little research for me on this Barack Obama trip to India, how much it's really going to cost. She has on television, she's watching David Jeremias. He's talking about his new book called Economic Armageddon. Economic Armageddon. And he said part of the reason why he wrote the book Economic Armageddon was the issue of he didn't know what $1 trillion was. We all say the word trillion. Now here's what he said on TV. And he's got a book, and I actually went and got it on audio, so I downloaded it. It's 5 hours I'll be listening to audio in the next, well, over the weekend probably, when I go into Pennsylvania. And so he said that $1 trillion is this. If back in Jesus' day, you had if you spent $1 million a day, all the way to today, you wouldn't reach $1 trillion. I don't know how to calculate it for you. I'm just telling you, I don't know how to calculate it. If the trip to Mumbai, India, is $4 trillion, first of all, if it's $4 billion, 3,000 people, a dozen or 24 warships, and all the rest. Doesn't the President of the United States think that it's bad timing? When the election results were a screaming message about the economy, about jobs, about taking care of people here. And then my wife brings up a point, and you got to hear this. My wife brings up this point. She looks at me as if a light went off in her head. She says to me, "Why is he leaving the United States right now? Why is he emptying the White House, basically, and taking all of them with him? Why is he going to have 20, 30, 40, whatever it is, warships, planes, helicopters, limousines, and either $4 billion or $4 trillion? I don't know the real story. Why is he leaving right now?" And she's looking at me. She says, "Something else is going on. Something else is going on." In the context of the end of days, when it comes to those who know, there are those who do know when all hell is going to break loose. There are those who are participants. All the satanic intact undergrounders, their handlers. And I did a message over the weekend, you got to get a hold of it, where I gave the calculations over Europe and Russia and England and United States and Canada, Australia. Why are there 100 million or more satanic, ritually abused, with mind control programming and empowerment that have been created for being the troops of Antichrist? Why is there 100 million? Those of you listening in Finland, Sweden, in France and Italy, in Germany and in Spain and in England and in Scotland and in Ireland and in Canada and the United States and in Australia and clearly now in Russia. I'm telling you a minimum. Now, you have to listen to the whole thing because I don't have time to go into it, but 100 million involved in the mind control satanic chosen one project. I did a show Saturday night, a Halloween special that deals with this subject. You can get it right off the site. So we know that all hell, the event that will kick it all off is not the arrival of the Antichrist. It is the Great Revolt. It is the Great Rebellion. It is the what they call the Black Awakening. It is what the old occultists, guided by the spirits that they've served, called the chaos before the new order. The cleansing before the new dawn of history. Cleansing, chaos, all hell on earth, revolt, rebellion, Black Awakening. And so I'm thinking through all of this in the last couple of hours in preparation to come to here and speak and talk with you. And it comes to my mind about this issue. There's no question that millions in the underground know when the revolt, when the chaos, when the goal of collapsing all of Europe, all of England, all of the United States and Canada and so forth, bringing total collapse and bloodshed and shutting down everything. I don't have time to go into it. Please, if you're interested, the book, The Black Awakening, 664 pages, and 100 MP3s that go with it. I want you to think, take time right now and think through this principle. If all of a sudden you see government officials and others evacuating, if all of a sudden there is a disappearance. Now listen, there's a lot of people that have written me. They've gone off to the mountains. They've gone off to Canada. They've gone off to Costa Rica. They've gone off to Argentina. They've gone off to other... I'm just telling you. I even have one dear friend that's written us. I mean, I've never met them. But they have written me and felt led by God to go to, I'll just say, a southern island. And they wanted me to know that, listen, there's a house right down the street for them for rent, and that I can get out of North America and come there, because they feel that the hell that everybody's talked about, the chaos everybody's talked about, is about to be unleashed. And so when my wife looks at me, and I tell you what, my wife is not going to go to, she's not going to go to prayer over this and look over this issue. She's up in another room of where I'm at, researching the whole issue of Barack Obama, 3,000 others, warships, planes, helicopters, the limousines, the security, all of this, and the, at the very least, $4 billion so that he can go to visit India, Taj Mahal, Mumbai. Is there a reason that he's getting out? Is there a reason that he's taking half of everybody in the White House itself, if not most? Is there a reason a certain select people are getting out of here? I think some of you that hear this may begin to do some research. Some of you that may be able to connect the dots. But I think that that's one thing that we can begin to think about. You know that when the tsunami or when earthquakes or when volcanoes begin to occur, animals begin to take off. Long before humans know, the animals know. When it comes to the satanic plot, the Luciferic plot, and the things that are coming, those connected to the prime directive south of heaven, those connected to the ideology of Luciferic globalism, those closest to the black flame, I am sure they know. I am absolutely sure that they will evacuate, that they will be hunkered down. They will know, because they are pressing the spiritual metal to the floor, bulging at the seams, to break this hell on earth out. Here are the 15 of the chapters as far as I'm giving you the content. Here literally is what God says that the dark side has plotted to be the global impacting events that will initiate, pull through, and end the last 7 years of history. All of this will occur within the last seven. It begins with the Great Revolt. It ends with Armageddon. Armageddon is the goal. The Great Revolt, or the Rebellion, or the Black Awakening, the Great Chaos. You've got to understand that is the first event that must occur to level the playing field, to get everybody out of the way that needs to get out of the way. It is what some have called a satanic, inverted, counterfeit Pentecost globally. Some said that it's the first of two massive global spiritual planetary waves. What will initiate it? The force of hell and the removal of the restrainer. 2 Thessalonians 2. The moment God takes his finger off, the sovereign restrainer is removed. You can be sure, instantly. Like a dam broken from that side to this, that which has been pressing at the veil through its instrumentality will be unleashed. All the individuals they've created to do the killing and the anarchy and the assassination and the bombings and the shutting down, all of what they have plotted will break out. You don't have to write me and email me and say, is this it? When it's happening in every city, in every state, when it's happening all throughout Europe, in Russia, in England, when it's all happening, almost like having a row of dominoes. Once you hit one, click, 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 click. Russia, all of Europe, England, Canada, United States, China will be even infected and affected. The Great Revolt is something that's never occurred in all of history. The Great Rebellion, this satanic black awakening, the chaos before, and there is no new world order without it. It's going to happen. The spirits have been guiding New Age writers, old secret society writers, occult writers. Even the technology of Webbot has begun to predict this. To divert attention, the dark side is given, well, false flag spiritual information and false prophecies and false avenues coming from what some call the Akashic Records, the spirits, that will divert individuals thinking that what is to come is a good thing. That even the cleansing, the hundreds of millions that will die, the nations that will collapse, it's all a good thing, they're going to tell us, because there's got to be a cleansing. Mother Earth is cleansing itself. No, it's not. It is Satan in a long conspiratorial plot with elitists in the realms of economic, military, political, the underground regime. There are possibly 100 million or more satanic, richly abused, programmed, split, chosen ones throughout all the countries I've already mentioned. Why are they in Russia? Why are they in England? Why are they in Germany? Why are they in Finland? Why are they in Italy? Why are they throughout Spain and France? Why are there probably, as secular psychologists have suggested, up to 10 million in the United States? Canada, you have them. Australia, you have them. The islands have them. In all the strategic places where there needs to be a collapse, where there needs to be the unleashing of bloodshed and breaking down and bombings and eliminating resistors. Number one, the revolt. God reveals it. God shows it. You can look at Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 2. You can look at the four horsemen. There in the book of Revelation 6, the red horse specifically is the bursting out of all hell on earth, where there is a butchering, a civil insurrection across the globe. The earth, global. Number two, the unveiling and arrival of Antichrist. 2,600 years ago, God gave details about this individual. God ripped off the cover of Satan's playbook and told us in Daniel, told us in Matthew 24, told us in 2 Thessalonians clearly, told us in 1 John 2, all throughout the book of Revelation, God has given strategic and massive intel about the individual that will cause the greatest deception and the greatest destruction of humanity in all of history. His arrival will come out of the smoke and the blood and the guts and the dust of an almost seeming collapse of the world. And the world's going to want him. I mean, even Alvin Toffler, the futurologist years ago in his book, The Third Wave, talks about the Messiah complex in Europe. Islam has a Messiah complex. The New Age in hundreds of millions of followers, they have a new world teacher complex. The alienologists, it's all across the board. Number three, what God has revealed is the rise of the regime of Antichrist inseparably with him. Revelation chapter 12, when it talks about this enormous red dragon, the full force and full manifestation of the satanic plot and plan in human history. you look where it talks about the kings, the heads, it's all dealing with the nations that the regime that's behind the scene. It is the shadow government. It is the shadow. It is those that are in the know for the new globalism. They know they're going to kill off other global leaders. They know they're going to get rid of the unwittings. They know they're going to have that done during the great chaos and blame it on the chaos. Blame it on the terrorists. Blame it on the people who've done this. I mean, you got in Greece somebody that has sent bombs to, 7, 8, 9 nations of the world? Creating more fear, creating more stir. Only a tiny sign of things to come. Here in Akron, Ohio, all during the night, somebody's calling in, and all this, they had like 6 or 7 where the bomb squad had to go and find out what this package was and that package was, right here in my city. Well, the city next to me. Number 3, the rise of the regime. Revelation 12, Book of Daniel's clear. There is no arrival, apocalypse, unveiling of Antichrist without the regime that birthed him in, raised him up, and will be behind him. And that is going to be political and military and economic. Number 4, the ascension of the false prophet. You read about it in the book of Revelation. This beast, the Theron, probably hybrid, this being that is going to bring supernatural signs and wonders beyond anything anybody has seen on a global scale for one reason, to push literally, listen now, billions. The goal is to push billions to believe in the Antichrist, to believe in the new regime, to believe in the new world order. It will be by spiritual force, physical necessity and spiritual force will help do what number 5 is. Number 5, the crystallizing of Luciferic globalism, the political, the military, and the money. Number 6, the crystallizing of global control involving the mark of the beast and the image of the beast. Both of those elements are all about solid, total, absolute control. Number 7, the suppression of the church and the goal eventually to annihilate believers worldwide. Revelation 7. Number 8, the setup of Israel, false covenant, false savior, the setup with the goal of the annihilation of Israel. 9, the self-exaltation of the Antichrist in the very temple that Christ is coming to. The Antichrist, Satan in human skin, in the temple, declaring himself the abomination that causes desolation. Number 10, the killing of the two witnesses, the lampstand and the olive tree. The two witnesses for 3.5 years that unleash witness to the world, prophetic message to the world, signs and wonders to the world. God has an answer to the rise of radical evil, and the witnesses will be there. No one can kill them. No one can touch them. They are sovereignly protected for 3.5 years. But the beast out of the abyss, they're going to come a time when their witnessing is done. The event, God has already shown in the future that it's going to be the dark side, out of the abyss, beast, to kill the two witnesses that lie in the streets when Luciferic globalists, by the billions probably, that have taken the mark, taken in worshiping the image and have believed in the believed in all of this. New Agers, if they don't get out now, will be turned into Luciferic globalists, worshiping the Antichrist, seeing and being a part of the most powerful counterfeit supernatural signs and wonders the world's ever seen. They're going to celebrate. They're going to celebrate and dance in the street when the two witnesses of God are killed until the earthquake occurs and those two witnesses are raised and before everybody's eyes are drawn in ascension to heaven. Number 11, the opening of the abyss. The dark side gets the key. The dark side does this. It's all about destruction, but God sovereignly limits the level of the destructive nature of the Nephilim spirits. Demons, if you will. If you want it to be demons, fine. Nephilim spirits, to me, that's the dark side. That's their nature. Unchangeable, radical, evil, fierce, full of revenge. The abyss is open, and then it says they come down upon the earth. It's as if the dimensional gate, and all of a sudden the world sees all the ufologists and all the alienologists. There's your disclosure. Number 12, the fourth horseman of Revelation 6. Just about over, and by the time you get to the pale horse, billions are dead. Billions are dead, and the earth is in shambles. Number 13, the coming planetary wave. The final, the most powerful spiritual unleashing that the demonic side, the satanic side, has ever been able to accomplish in all of history is coming. A planetary wave of demonic powers out of the mouth of the beast, out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the false prophet, to the kings, political, military, economic rulers. Though they've been layered already, it will take sheer spiritual manifested force, Revelation 16, to gather them together. And oh, they will gather. Number 14, they will gather. Revelation 19, 19. You got to know this. That is the end game. They are gathering on the field Armageddon. Armageddon. It is the ultimate fulfillment of Psalm chapter 2, where God says what they're going to say, where God shows their rage, where God shows the peoples in mass, the nations in general, and the kings of the earth collectively together take their stand against God and against God's Messiah. Look what they have to say. Look at their emotional response and hatred of God. That's Revelation 19:19. 15, the final stage of Satan's final solution. Raise the weapons. Raise the spiritually oriented, raise everything that has been developed. The pinnacle of satanic and human weaponry. Super soldiering is headed this direction. A super spiritually enhanced military, transhumanism. All of that is headed this way. Armageddon is the cream of the crop of transmuted humanity. Satan's best, aiming their weapons into the sky with one goal. Blast Christ, the descending Christ. In the second coming, the parousia, the epiphany of Christ, the visible return. Blast him out of the sky. They know this. They understand this. Most Christians don't realize what Armageddon really is. I leave you with Revelation 19, 19. Can I say this quickly? All believers, you need preparation and the critical intel that God gives in that biblical prophecy. And I've given you a quick, massive overview of what is revealed about the last 7 years, what starts it off and what ends it, and what will occur in between. Billions will die, go to hell. What about you? Where you at? Do you know God? Do you know the powers of God? Do you know the mission of God? Will you be able to do anything until the very end? Listen, my friends, this is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Good night.